If you read the Anchorage Daily News from the early 80s until 2008, then you will likely remember the creations by cartoonist and graphic artist Peter Dunlop Scholl. And if you've been wondering what he's been up to since he left the ADN, it's a story of daunting health challenges, admirable determination, and a new book. Dunlop Scholl was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease when he was 43, although he says he likely had the disease for a decade before doctors were able to detect it. His new book is a graphic novel called My Degeneration, A Journey Through Parkinson's. He illustrates the book with images that visually describe the fear he felt at the diagnosis. One of those images is a meteor crashing into his life. He says when the doctor told him what he had, he only heard three words.
Incurable, progressive, and disabling. That's all I could focus on at that point. And at that time, that was about 14 years ago, I guess. That's what people knew about it. And since then, they discovered that there are things that you can do to slow it down. So I'm sort of living proof of that, I guess, at this point. I'm still cutting my own food and buttoning my own shirt, tying my own shoes, and drawing, sort of. Drawing is kind of weird because it's like a collaboration in some ways with Parkinson's, because I want the line to go somewhere. And Parkinson's doesn't particularly care where a line goes, but doesn't necessarily want it to go the same place I do. So it's like I gotta be patient sometimes, which is difficult.
Well, the book, My Degeneration.
Yes, My Degeneration.
A Journey Through Parkinson's is incredible. The artwork is amazing in here. How long did it take you to draw?
I had to draw it twice, actually. It shouldn't take a year. If I didn't have Parkinson's, I could have drawn this in about a month, I bet. But I had to keep going back and redoing things because I would just have my arm would twitch the wrong minute and the line would go off to the left when it was supposed to go right or up into the margins or wherever. And I would try and make a line go where it's supposed to go. And it just won't go there. And I'll just get more and more determined to do that. And it doesn't go there anymore, no matter how you feel about it. So you just got to quit and do something else. That's the thing you should do. Use your time that's a good time to exercise is when you have too much motion to do anything else.
So one of the scenes that you showed me in the book is a situation that you encountered when you were at the airport and you were having mm-hmm. trouble moving. Describe that.
Well, you have what's called off periods eventually because the medication and your brain, they mesh for a while and then they start to not mesh as well. I was on a red eye from Anchorage to Seattle and everything was fine. Got down the aisle. That's my big fear is I'll be frozen in an aisle someday. Of an airplane and have all these people back up behind me. But I got to the waiting area and my feet would not move. It was like they were sticking to the carpet. It was like Velcro on your feet. It was just, they were immobile. They were like stone. And usually what you can do is take your medicine and within 45 minutes it'll kick in and you can make your way down the way like you were planning to. But this time it didn't happen. I don't know why, but it just wouldn't move. And so I was getting very frustrated, and my family was waiting for me to move. And I suddenly had this idea that maybe I could walk backwards. And it turned out I could walk backwards. I don't know why. But I just started walking backwards. I walked all the way down the terminal, all the way to the baggage claim, backwards, with my wife and my son sort of spotting me. And I've since found that there's lots of things you can do to make yourself work. It seems to have to do with intentions. If you intentionally say to yourself, I'm going to skip now, you can skip when you can't walk. I'm going to walk backwards. Or a great one is I would take a glasses cleaning cloth, just drop it on the floor and kick it. So it'd be kick, follow, kick, follow.
What was the intention with your book? What were you trying to do with
this? Well, I was trying to do a lot of things, but the main thing I wanted to do was have something out there that people would have that they could look at and see what to expect and know not to panic. I think the fact that a person could create a book like this, the decade into it, is hopeful because it shows that you can control yourself, that you're not going to fall apart if you just try to take care of yourself.
Peter Dunlap-Scholl's new book is called My Degeneration, A Journey Through Parkinson's. It's available through Penn State University Press and Amazon. Links are at our website, alaskapublic.org. He's currently at work on a second book about the misadventures of a bar owner in Anchorage during the height of the oil boom in the 70s.